and it's with a heavy heart we speak to you this morning on the programme because the news coming through late evening, yesterday evening, of the very sad and shocking news, quite frankly, of the passing of Jim Finucane, former Cathaoirleach of Kerry County Council, a member of Tralee Urban District Council for 14 years, first elected in 1986, involved in politics since he was 18 years of age, decades of public service, a regular contributor, a regular debater, a regular politician, speaking to us on this programme and right across Radio Kerry, former chair of the Kerry Education and Training Board. He was in the National Education and Training Board Committee on very many national organisations indeed over the years of his public service. An absolute gentleman, a man who was always ready to compromise, always ready to find agreement to move things on. A hard worker, as evidenced by the fact that he was continually re-elected by the people of Tralee and the people of Kerry over the many decades of his public service until he stood down just at the last local elections in June of 2024, as I said, after a lifetime of service locally. And one of those politicians who people felt could have, if circumstances were different, served at a national level quite easily. He certainly had the ability and the talent for that. And just a very nice, personable, friendly, constructive individual who always seemed to be in politics, really, to me, for the right reasons. Worked very hard at it over the years. And just very sad news that he's just the age of 68 to have him gone. He was only appointed an honorary consul for the people of Ukraine and the country of Ukraine for the Southwest 2 weeks ago. Still working hard, still involved in several different organizations, despite the fact that he had on one level retired from public life, but really he hadn't. In June of 2024, he was just moving on to a new phase and still giving his time to work for the community and work for the county. If you have your own views of Jim Finucane this morning, get in touch with us. Our thoughts are primarily, of course, as they would be, with his wife Sheila and his children and his wider family as well, who are no doubt in shock. We're going to hear in a moment from the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, the leader of Fine Gael, who wanted to come on and speak about Jim Finucane on behalf of his party. We'll hear from him. But first, we're going to hear from Jim himself, speaking in 2023 when he made the announcement that he wouldn't be contesting the following year's local elections.
I've been very fortunate. I'm from Tarbert. I went to Dublin at 17 after finishing school, about 9 years, and came back to Tralee. And I owe a huge amount to the people of Tralee, because in every public election I've been elected. I have my business here in the auctioneering. So I've always felt a debt of gratitude to Tralee. I met my wife here, and obviously, and have my own family as well here. So, but it was always about, rather than, and I hope people would have seen that it wasn't too pushed about the inter-party issues, but I was pushed about the issues, and if there was, I would be sort of focused on resolving problems or issues, and that's where I got the satisfaction from. If there was an issue, you work around it, trying to come forward with a resolution, and you get on with it, and that was the interest I had, and that's where I got the particular satisfaction and in assisting people and hopefully giving those people just some lift or some, you know, because obviously Tralee has its challenges in housing and other issues. But I've always been a believer that everybody's entitled, and not alone a second chance, but a third chance. And my involvement in the ETB has been another factor that has influenced me, that here's a probably the most imaginative piece of legislation in education since the foundation of the state. And now every young person, every young adult can get back into education by a phone call to our admissions office, and to plan, even if they had never thought of going back to work or something. It's about opening doors for people, and that association as well. I've got tremendous satisfaction with that, because I believe everybody, it's a bit like the article in the American Constitution, everybody has the right to pursue happiness. And we've seen, and I've dealt with a lot of people with a lot of challenges, and everybody has. Life throws up challenges, and politics should be about foreseeing the challenges that people are going to face, not being afraid to take courageous, maybe not popular decisions at time, but for the overall good of the community. And it's been driven by your community and what you can do to assist it, make it better.
Yeah.
But the thanks in public life is when you do something for somebody and it gives them that bit of a lift, that bit of hope, that bit of encouragement to continue to strive on.
Yeah, that's Jim Finucane speaking in 2023 about his political philosophy, really, and how he approached politics over the decades of which he was involved. Shortly before coming in here this morning, I spoke to the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, leader of the Fine Gael party, about Jim and his legacy from a party point of view.
Well, look, absolutely, Gerry. I hear this news with deep sadness. I consider Jim Finucane to be a friend and an incredible colleague. He was a man who devoted so much of his life to the kingdom, to our Fine Gael party, and to everybody he served. People he served on the council, whether that was Tralee Town Council, Kerry County Council, but people he served and worked with in so many different capacities. I got to know Jim particularly well when he was the chair of Kerry ETB, and there was barely a week gone by where he wouldn't be on to me about investment in Kerry College and the great plans that they had for expansion of education facilities in Kerry. He served the people with absolute distinction. I'm shocked with the news, and our party is in mourning today. We're thinking of Jim's wife Sheila, Jim's children, his grandchildren, and of course want to extend my heartfelt condolences to them. I also just want to acknowledge that Jim is only just over a year off the council, but he has still stayed so active. And I know one of the areas that he'd been particularly passionate about was helping Ukrainians in terms of the response in County Kerry. And that indeed was recognised by the Ukrainian government, who appointed him as their honorary consul for the southwest of Ireland, the first time they'd ever had such an appointment. So we really think of Jim today, and we're all shocked and saddened at his taking from us at such a young age.
Yeah, Thomas, he was 30 years an elected politician, which just kind of went to show that people respected the work that he did, the agreements he was involved in, the drive to try and get investment into Tralee and to Kerry as a whole. And it's just a testament, I suppose, to his popularity and the respect people had for him for what he did for the county.
Absolutely, and he had a really, really good ability to work with people, and I saw that firsthand. You know, the respect that he had for everybody he worked with, the respect he had for officials in the council, for the ETB officials, bringing everybody together. He was a very humble man. No, he was. Let me be very clear. He was a very determined man. Jim was one of those people that I used to often joke when I'd see him. It was easier to give him what he wanted because he was so determined to deliver. He was passionate about the projects that he was involved in. But you know, egoless. You know, just a really, really decent, true gentleman. And he leaves behind him such a legacy of delivery. For me, like I say, the projects I know best are the ones in the education space around Kerry College, but I know the work he did for the Hospice Foundation, the Tidy Towns, the revival of Blennerfield Windmill, like I say, the work he did as the Honorary Consul of Ukraine. I know how proud he was to have served twice as Mayor of Tralee, to have been Cathaoirleach of Kerry County Council. Just a top-notch, decent person who really embodied the very best of public representation. And you know, Mikey Kennelly, our senator, rang me last night shocked. Minister Norma Foley was on to me this morning, somebody who I think was really respected across the political divide. Just a decent person who worked hard for Kerry.
Yeah, he certainly did. And he spent time in Dublin as a younger man, and it formed a good lot of his, I suppose, political thinking. He worked in Sheriff Street. He wrote a hard letter, as he described it at the time, to Garrett Fitzgerald about the conditions and the circumstances of young people in Sheriff Street. And it kind of formed his kind of social justice thinking within the Fine Gael party. And that's something he held true to throughout his career.
Absolutely. I mean, Jim was a man who came up through the young Fine Gael ranks, you know, as a young kind of advocate for social justice during the Fitzgerald era. I often think he was the best Oireachtas member we didn't have, and I think there might be lots of stories over the years of twists and turns in Kerry and Fine Gael politics in relation to that. But he was, yeah, that social justice agenda, that really big heart, and somebody who was very, very passionate about social justice, but also somebody who didn't, you know, like I said, he didn't take no for an answer. He would, if he believed in a cause, he would keep at it. keep working, wouldn't give up, and would travel. He came up to see me in Dublin on a number of occasions in a variety of capacities looking for support for projects he was involved in, and you wouldn't visit County Kerry without Jim turning up and wanted to talk to you about certain projects that he was working on as well.
Yeah.
So a huge length of service to Kerry, but also to Fine Gael, and you know he played a really important role in our party and in keeping us on the straight and narrow on a number of policy issues as well. And I'll always be grateful to him for that.
Yeah. Is he an example of the sort of person that you want to be involved in politics?
Yeah. At a time, you know, when it's easy to be cynical, when it's easy to be sceptical, Jim Finucane, in my mind, always embodies what is the best of public representation. Somebody who gets involved for the right reasons, who stays humble, who doesn't forget where they came from, who remembers why they got involved, and who works day and night with everybody and anybody to get delivery. And, you know, his legacy, I hope, would be a source of inspiration.
Yeah.
To many in terms of public service.
Do you think that that's a message that needs to be kept within the party or within politics in general? We're seeing things getting more polarised, maybe ideological positions being taken by people, a lack of agreement between even political adversaries to move things on for the betterment of people, even at council level or national level. That's something we need to hold on to.
I think so, and I think Jim's style of politics is an important reminder to all of us. You can disagree without being disagreeable. You know, you can debate points, and Jim had many strong views and many issues, but you can always do it in a way that is respectful, is courteous, you know, is about the issue at hand rather than kind of scoring points. And that's the Jim that I knew. That's the Jim that I was always very proud of as a Fine Gael representative, somebody who, like I say, would have their views but would go about their business in a very dignified manner and not looking to kind of demonise political opponents or people of different views. And yeah, I think that is a stark lesson for all of us involved in modern politics.
Okay, Tánaiste, so thanks very much for giving your time this morning to talk about the legacy of Jim Finucane.
Thank you so much, Jerry.
That's Tánaiste Simon Harris, leader of Fine Gael Party, speaking about the shocking news of the sad passing of former councillor, former Cathaoirleach of Kerry County Council, Jim Finucane. If you have any views and thoughts, get in touch with us in the programme. Lots of people getting in touch already with their views on Jim and his legacy. Councillor Mike Kennelly says, last night we received the very sad news of the passing of our friend and colleague Jim Finucane. Jim was a man of great integrity, warmth and dedication, a heart of gold. Jim, a native of Tarbert, moved to Tralee and served Kerry and beyond with unwavering leadership. His contribution to public life and to the people of Kerry will never be forgotten. To his wife Sheila, son James, and daughters Jill and Orla, rest in peace, Jim, my friend. And a message coming through here as well from Mike Foley of Fine Gael, Fine Gael councillor, of course, current Cathaoirleach of Kerry County Council. My deepest sympathies to Sheila, James, Jill and Orla and extended family on the passing of Jim. May his memory be a blessing to you all. As a colleague and dear friend, Jim's dedication, passion and kindness will be greatly missed. May his family find comfort in the memories they shared and the legacy he leaves behind. Rest in peace, my dear friend Jim, a true gentleman. That comes in from the current Cathaoirleach of Kerry County Council, Michael Foley, and a number of other people getting involved, getting in with their views as well. Councillor Damien Quigg, former Councillor Damien Quigg for Sinn Féin, says, Jerry, just heard the very sad news about the passing of Jim Finucane. I'm shocked and saddened to hear this. Jim was a good man. I often had many a debate with him, and although we differed in terms of our political views, I still valued him as a colleague on Kerry County Council and on the board of the Education and Training Board. My thoughts are with his wife and family this morning. May he rest in peace. Yeah, former councillor Sean O'Grady in Killarney offers his severe sympathies to Sheila and family in the sad passing of Jim Finucane. They both served on the council of the respective towns of Tralee and Killarney, the UDCs, while both working with Royal Iver Insurance, which was a little unusual at the time. Truly sad to hear of Jim's passing. And the Austin Stacks GA Club has got in touch this morning to offer their condolences to Sheila and Jim Finucane's family and the sad passing of Jim from all at Austin Stacks. And with me in the line now is the Minister for Children, Norma Foley, Fianna Fáil TD, and of course a council colleague for many years of Jim Finucane's. Minister Foley, good morning to you. It's just very sad news this morning coming through with the passing of Jim.
Good morning, Jerry. Absolutely. I think we are all, you know, throughout the county, just saddened beyond measure at Jim's passing. And I want to join with everybody else in extending, you know, my heartfelt sympathy to Sheila and the family, the extended family. And of course, it's been a great family. And I know you were speaking with the Tánaiste and his friends, the length and breadth of the country, because, you know, Jim had an extraordinary capacity you know, to make friends and to keep friends throughout his life. And it was my great good fortune to count Jim as a friend.
Yeah, it certainly was. And that was, I suppose, how he informed his politics. He was always willing to put aside ego and maybe disagree with people, but also find a way to work with them. Whenever there was an impasse or something that needed to be done or something that needed to be moved on at council level, he was the one to reach out maybe across the aisle, not really interested in partisan politics if it meant it was getting in the way of progress.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Jim was always solution focused. You know, there was always a solution, irrespective of what the problem might be, of what the challenge might be. And, you know, it was remarkable, really, in so many respects, because, you know, to my mind, Jim always represented the best in politics. And that was largely because it was never about politics for Jim. It was about doing, you know, the right thing at the right time for the right reasons. It was about, I suppose, you know, looking after his community. And I suppose the extraordinary thing about him too was that, you know, he was a leader and people just gravitated towards Jim, you know. So when Jim spoke, people listened, and people knew that, I suppose, the hallmark of Jim's life was one of service, you know, service for people, service to people. He was a fantastic and quite a phenomenal role model. And, you know, I'll always say it was my good fortune, you know, every step of my political career, Jim was actually there. You know, I served with him on Tralee Town Council, on Kerry County Council, on the ETB, and lots of other, I suppose, committees in between as well. And in every single one of those, you know, Jim was about service, doing the right thing at the right time. And it was never about doing the popular thing, which was quite a hallmark as well of Jim's. You know, he was prepared to take the, you know, the hard decisions, the difficult decisions, if it was for the greater good.
Yeah, yeah. And he was always someone who was willing to help out younger politicians as well, learning the ropes, even younger journalists too. If they didn't know what was going on, you could ask him and he'd always have an answer for you.
Oh, no doubt about it. And he was always there for advice, you know. Jim would never instruct you, but he was always there to kind of, you know, allow you to lean on his wisdom. And I, you know, I'd be absolutely 100% in saying, quite honestly, you know, I often leaned on his wisdom, and he was always there, just only a phone call away if you needed, you know, a bit of a pep talk, or if you needed an extra bit of support, or if things were particularly difficult for you there. He was always there with a word of advice and support. You know, he was a generous, good-hearted man. And I think, you know, you referenced earlier, you know, the many times he was returned, you know, to political life, whether, you know, on the town council or the county council or whatever, that was largely because people respected that he was at his core a decent person, a man of extraordinary integrity and goodness. And, you know, people recognise that, and they voted for that resoundingly every single time. And it is remarkable too, you know, that he, you know, he stepped back from politics. Boy, he remained in politics too, you know. We had such a wonderful celebration there last Monday week when he received a singular honour, really, by the Ukrainian ambassador and the Ukrainian people, you know, to serve as their consular representative. And it was such a wonderful celebration of the day. And, Trasa was there from Radio Kerry, the national press were there. And I was at that day, I was saying, Jim is so, so worthy of this great honour. He is the first in Ireland to hold the title. And it was everything that represented Jim: service to community, service to those who needed it most in the community. And in this instance, the Ukrainian people. So he was just, you know, he was a wonderful, wonderful man. He, you know, he had a capacity, as I said, to make friends, keep friends. And also he was a very entertaining man, a very witty man. You know, he could regale us with the most wonderful of stories of his travels, particularly, you know, if he was travelling with, you know, the council or Kerry County Council or the town council or whatever. And he always presented himself when he was travelling with, you know, some of the more senior colleagues like, you know, Johnny Wall or Ted Fitzgerald or the late Michael Donovan, and indeed his very good friend John Griffin from the council as well. He always presented himself as the minder, you know, that he would mind these lads while they were abroad, and all the different escapades that they got up to and the adventures that they had. But one thing I would say about Jim, when he did represent the county or indeed the town abroad and indeed nationally, we always knew we were being represented by the very best. You know, he brought incredible dignity to the job, and we always knew we were in safe hands with Jim. And so it was wonderful when he did travel to the United States, or he did travel to Newfoundland, wherever he travelled, we knew we were being represented well.
Yeah. And he that was a huge focus for him. He was born and raised in Tarbert, left the Comprehensive in 1975, spent time in Dublin, then came back to Tralee, and he represented Tralee, never forgot Tarbert, of course, but represented Tralee and was always pushing, I suppose, the tourism side, the need for Tralee to rebrand and branch out and get more on the tourism side of things as well.
Oh, absolutely. And wasn't it such a remarkable gift to us in Tralee that Jim made his home with Sheila and the family in Tralee, because he was a servant of the people of Tralee and obviously a servant of the County of Kerry as well. But you are 100% right, Jerry. He never forgot Tarbert. He was a huge, huge supporter of, you know, the whole Shannon LNG, the potential and possibility for Tarbert, Ballylongford, all of North Kerry. But very much so, as you said, he saw the potential from a tourism point of view as well. And even down to things like the Kerry ETB, a man of extraordinary vision, he could see beyond what we were achieving presently to the next 10 years, the next 30 years. So even, you know, the College of the Future, the whole tourism and hospitality that would come there, the development of new campuses, these services with Kerry College, you know, just his ambition for Tralee, for North Kerry, for South Kerry, for the entire county was limitless. And, you know, he always wanted what was the best for the county. And I think his legacy is so, so rich. We were so fortunate to have him as a public representative. We were so fortunate to have him as a citizen of Kerry. And we were even more fortunate, those of us who could count him as a friend. A wonderful, wonderful man.
Certainly was. Well, Minister, thanks very much for taking the time to talk to us about Jim and pay tribute to him on the programme this morning.
Thanks, Jerry. Thank you.
That's Minister Norma Foley talking about Jim Finucane, who passed away at the age of 68 yesterday. We'll be talking more about him and his legacy on the programme. If you have any views, get in touch with us on the show. Lots of different people getting in touch with their comments this morning. In relation to that, we'll get to those in a couple of minutes' time. Councillor John O'Donoghue of the Kerry Independent Alliance says, I'm deeply saddened to hear the passing of my former colleague Jim Finucane. Jim was an absolute gentleman, an outstanding public representative. The council chamber can be a lively place with many competing views, but when Jim spoke, he was always worth listening to, as he made reasonable points in an extremely articulate manner. During his term as mayor, he was extremely fair and a great sounding board to get advice from. Jim was in politics for all the correct reasons, and he will be greatly missed. My deepest condolences to his wife and family. May his gentle soul rest in peace. And Mikey Sheehy, Councillor Mikey Sheehy of Fianna Fáil, gets in touch. I want to express my deepest sympathy on the passing of my uncle Jim Finucane. Jim wasn't just family, he was a friend and colleague too. And I had great privilege of sitting alongside him on Kerry County Council in recent years. He gave a lifetime of service to Tralee and to Kerry, always with that steady hand, sharp mind and deep love for his community that everyone knew so well. My thoughts are especially with my aunt Sheila and my cousins James, Jill and Orla at this very difficult time. Jim leaves behind a great legacy, both as a public servant and as the heart of a wonderful family. That comes in from Fianna Fáil Councillor Mikey Sheehy this morning. Former Councillor Michael O'Shea, who would have served for many years on the council with Jim. Shocked and saddened to hear the death of my great friend and colleague Jim Finucane this morning. He was a pioneer in local politics. Thinking today of his contributions to the development of the North Kerry Land Bank, Kerry ETB and his work for the common good of the Kerry people. Simon Harris was correct this morning when he said Jim was the Oireachtas member that the Fine Gael party never had. Fine Gael ignored that great man for what would have been his great contribution to national politics. Liam Purtle, former councillor as well, gets in touch. Sympathies to Jim's family, his wife Sheila and children. Jim was honoured just 2 weeks ago with his work for Ukrainian refugees. He made a huge contribution to Kerry during his time working as a councillor, and it was a pleasure to serve with Jim on Kerry County Council, being friends with him for many years. Nora gets in touch, says Jim Finucane was a wonderful person who would help anyone in difficulty. I feel very sad this morning learning about his untimely passing. And former councillor John Joe Cullerty says condolences on his passing. I served with Jim in the council for many years. From the first day I went into the council, Jim was the perfect gentleman and wonderful to work with. Michael Fox O'Connor gets in touch as well, offering his sympathies to all the Finucane family. Absolutely shocked to hear this news this morning. Tom Randalls from Kilgarvan gets in touch, says he was a power of knowledge on different issues, always available to take a call and discuss an issue. I'm very sad this morning to hear of his passing. Condolences to his family. And Shane O'Sullivan, the chairman of Tralee Fine Gael, on behalf of Fine Gael, I want to say how sorry we are to hear of the passing of our great friend Jim. He was a man of conviction politics and not a man of pure party politics. He always did what was right for the greater good and worked with other parties to always do what was right for the people of Tralee. His legacy will be his work in Kerry ETB, the several and numerous projects he spearheaded. To his wife Sheila, children James, Jill and Orla, we offer our thoughts and our prayers this morning. Former councillor Gillian Wharton-Slattery gets in touch this morning and says, "Jerry, I was so shocked and saddened to hear of Jim's untimely death. He was an absolute gentleman. When I started out in local politics years ago, Jim said to me, politics is simple. It's about people and not some people, all people. I was honoured to have worked alongside Jim and remained in contact over the years. He was certainly one of the good guys. May he rest in peace. My deepest sympathy to Sheila, James, Jill and Orla," says Gillian Wharton-Slattery. And Councillor Tommy Griffin of Fine Gael says, "Jerry, Jim Finucane was one of the most capable politicians I ever worked with. He was a straight shooter and he was respected across the political divide. He achieved so much in 30 years of public service. He would be sadly missed, and sincerest condolences to all his family," says Councillor Tommy Griffin. Noel Lynch, chairman of Ballylongford Enterprise Association, phone to offer condolences to the family of Jim Finucane. "Jim was a great supporter of projects between Ballylongford and Tarbert, particularly his work on the Chalon LNG project. He will be greatly missed." Morris says, "Jerry, very sad news this morning in the passing of Jim Finucane. As a parent of a child in the Kingdom Swimming Club, I've no doubt in my mind we would not have got back into the Tralee Sports Complex after the collapse of the roof if it wasn't for Jim. He will be a major loss to Tralee. There is a black cloud over the town this morning." So sorry to hear of Jim's untimely passing, says Tim Gaheen. "He is first of all a true gentleman. He was first of all a true gentleman and a genuine person. He worked with my late wife Mairead Fernan in a number of organisations, and it was a pleasure to deal with. Sincere sympathies to his wife Sheila and family. Kerry has lost a great man. Gnéanta Dia Trocra Ergodio." Ergodio, that's from Tim Gaheen. "And feeling so sad today, the passing of a true friend, Jim. I was in with him and he's recently in his office. Deepest sympathy to his wife and family," says Tony Donnelly. And Catherine Hearn of Ballylongford says, "So sad to hear the passing of Jim Finucane. I remember when I first heard his name, my late friend and neighbour Breach Kennelly said his name on the pier of her gate with the words, vote number one, Jim Finucane." And Councillor Marie Maloney of Labour getting to us this morning says, "I'm deeply saddened and shocked at the sudden passing of Jim. In my time working with him in Kerry County Council and on the ETB, I found him obliging and great for a bit of advice. It didn't matter what party you belonged to. He treated everyone the same with genuine interest and friendship. A thorough gentleman, he'll be sorely missed. And to my wife, to his wife and my family, or his family, my deepest condolences to them. May he rest in eternal peace." That's Councillor Marie Maloney of Labour. Now, with me on the line would be a colleague who have known Jim for many decades through the Fine Gael party, and that is Fine Gael councillor Bobby O'Connell. Bobby, good morning to you, and what's a very sad morning for you, I'd imagine.
Very sad, Jerry. But I mean, my sympathies obviously go to Sheila, James, Jill and Orla, his family first. Jim is, since he left the council, he has been a huge loss. A huge loss, because he always tried to do the right thing. As you've heard from other contributors, he was never trying to be populist to go along with the thing. He always took the tough decisions, and he'd do his best to bring the other councillors along with him and try and get, you know, if the county needed a rate increase or whatever. Jim, you know, he'd never take the easy option. And I remember Jim when he came in, Jerry, in the early 80s. He came down from Dublin. He had been up there. He was a big colleague of Michael Keating at the time, who was a junior government minister for some time, and he was mayor of Dublin. And yeah, Jim was very close to him. And I suppose he came back to Kerry that time because he saw a vacancy there. We had no TD. It was very, very bad and turbulent times for Fine Gael. We were after losing three or four elections in a row. And yeah, this swashbuckling fella came down from Dublin, you know, full of ideas and... wouldn't have gone down very well in certain sections of the, say, the conservative old wing of the party, you know, who'd have seen him. But he arrived into Tralee and, you know, he revolutionised Fine Gael in Tralee, in fairness to him. And he was very welcome, like I said, in some quarters. But he got down to work. He opened a business there. One thing about Jim Finucane, he loved Tralee. For a fella from Tarbert, now he came in and had gone to Dublin, but he really, really loved Tralee. And he, you know, He got elected to the Urban Council there. He got elected to the County Council. And, you know, I think he commanded great respect in Tralee, which says an awful lot about him, you know. And to be fair to Jim Finucan, I have to say this, he was a genuine friend. Really good guy, you know. And another side that hasn't been mentioned is he was a great guy to meet socially. He was great fun. He had a great, great sense of humour, you know. And he could bring people with him. And he had a real devotion to public service. Genuine, no. And, you know, that can be said about a lot of people. But this was, Jim Finucane was a genuinely good guy, you know.
Well, if you look at the example, Bobby, of last year, he stepped back from the council, still hugely involved in several different organisations, trying to sort out the problems of the Tralee Sports Complex, heavily involved, obviously, with the Ukrainian refugee situation. He was still working away as hard as he ever did. That's dedication.
And he was, and even when he was in the council, I mean, he campaigned and crusaded for the Shannon LNG project more than any other politician in the country or anywhere. And I say that without fear of contradiction. And Jerry, he had nothing to gain out of it politically. I know he was from Tarbert and he loved Tarbert, but I mean, he could have sat back and said, look, let the fellas that are elected out there go and do it. But he was so genuine, you know. He campaigned and campaigned for that. He never, how many times had he been on your show? I mean, he was on, and he kept at it. Like I said, he had nothing to gain. The Brinavern Wildman project, he was stuck in all these things, you know. And, you know, he had a great rapport with councillors. And my heart goes out as well this morning to Liam Portal and Seamus Cussie Fitzgerald, who would be travelled a lot of roads with Liam, and they were, you know, they were great friends. And like I said, Jim was a friend to everybody, but those two fellas specifically within, we'll say, the Chamber of Kerry County Council. But he was a great debater as well, Jerry, you know, and never took the easy path. And I think, you know, it was, like you said there, it was a great credit to him to see that he was made an honorary consul by the Ukrainians people as well. Most of these people couldn't even vote. And when they had a vote, they couldn't vote for him. But he was still willing to put his shoulders to the wheel and do what he could for them.
Yeah, he certainly did. You'll miss him, Bobby, as a friend.
Absolutely. Like I said, as a friend and a con, he was great to give advice. And he saw things very, very practically. And, you know, most of the time, no, not saying all the time, he was very non-partisan, you know? And he'd see the bigger picture, and I was the whip, and Norma Foley was the whip on the other side, and Jim was chairman, and we'd come together, you know, and if there was problems to be ironed out with us, we'd do it, and you'd try and bring the rest of it, and he was great for that. He was a great mediator. And like I said, you know, everyone has had such great respect for Jim Finucane. And, you know, his passing has really come too soon. And it's not just the loss to Finney Gale. He was a loss to Tralee. And he's a loss to Kerry. Because people like Jim Finucane don't come along too often, you know.
That level of service and that level of work that's done. Okay, Bobby, look, thanks for giving us your time and your thoughts on his legacy this morning. And our condolences to you as his friend as well.
Thanks for that.
Okay, it's Councillor Bobby O'Connell there of Fine Gael. And as Bobby mentioned there, and several other people have mentioned, just 2 weeks ago, he was appointed to the consul role for the southwest of Ireland by the Ukrainian ambassador to Ireland, Lariska Garasco, at the newly opened Ukrainian consul office on Ash Street in Tralee, where Jim's auctioneering business was. And here's a little bit of the Ukrainian ambassador to Ireland, Lariska Garasco. You'll also hear a bit from Jim himself on that occasion.
Thank you, Jim, for your willingness to take on this important role at such a crucial time for our country. The responsibilities are significant, representing Ukraine's interests, supporting our citizens and building bridges between our countries and between our nations. I am fully confident in your dedication, compassion and integrity. Former Mayor of Kerry, Mr. Finucane, has been tireless advocate for the Ukrainian community since 2022. His efforts to support Ukrainian displaced people and help them integrate into life in Kerry have earned our deep respect and appreciation. This honorary position is not only a formal diplomatic role, it is a recognition of genuine commitments to people,
through solidarity and to service. This is a historic moment.
This is a huge challenge for all of us who believe in democracy. And I think more than anything else, the battle in Ukraine at the moment is a one where we either decide, particularly in the European Union, that we will fight and defend democracy, or we won't. We have to show resolve in the face of oppression, because history is a terrible habit of repeating itself. If we don't make a stand here with the people of Ukraine, where do we make a stand?
Yeah, there you go. That's Jim Finucan speaking just a couple of weeks ago on the announcement of his appointment as the honorary consul for the Southwest region for the country of Ukraine here in recognition for Ukraine and for what he had done and what he had said and the work he was putting into that particular thing. This was after he left Kerry County Council, when he stepped back in 2024, the elections in 2024. To talk to me now a bit more about the man and his legacy, I have two current politicians, one former, one of the Minister for State of the Department of Agriculture, Michael Healy-Ray. I've Fianna Fáil TD John Cahill, or Michael Cahill, and I've got a former Fianna Fáil TD John Brazel. Good morning to all of you, Minister Healy-Ray. I'll start with you. Look, it's very sad news this morning of the loss of a man, and so sudden and shocking, really, the loss of a man, Jim Finucane, a servant to the people of Kerry for many years.
Well, we all indeed are so shocked, because, and to Sheila and his own family, and to Denny, his brother in Tabert, and to Caroline in Listowel, and his extended family, and his supporters, his political supporters and his work colleagues. You see, Jim was a unique individual in that, number one, his stature. When Jim spoke, and he was such a clear and distinctive and respectable speaker, people listened. And across the party political divide, Jim was just an inherently nice gentleman. But during his terms, for example, as mayor of our county, and I said it to his face, and I'm so glad now that I did say it when he was there, that we could all be very proud of his political representation, because he was a respectable man. He was a factual man. And okay, he was with the Fine Gael party, but he was universally liked and admired and respected by all of us across the party political divide, because what Jim was out for was the betterment of Tralee, the betterment of Kerry, and the betterment of the country. And another thing that I want to speak about outside of politics is Jim's own private work life. He had an excellent reputation as a highly dependable, truthful, and honest man. And, you know, you can't say any more about a person when they're gone than to say that they left what I would call a legacy of respectability. And I really was very, very fond of him. And having said that, Jerry, there would have been times that we had an old row in the council chamber about different things, but it was always in the betterment of the people that we were there. We might have had a differing view on politics, but that's fine and that's acceptable. But I really admired him. But he excelled in the role, and the officials in Kerry County Council, the staff in the local authority, the way he carried out his business was in such a workmanlike way. And you need only look at Jim Finucane, and you'd know that he was the stand of a workman, if you know what I mean by that. And I used to like meeting him around Tralee, and we'd always stop and have a chat. And he was a very knowledgeable and intelligent man. So I was fond of him. I admired him, I respected him, and I'm so sorry for his immediate and extended family and his supporters who always saw after him when it came to election time, and when they voted for him, they were voting for a nice, genuine man that listened to their concerns and issues. And he'll always be fondly, both nationally and locally, he was respected in political circles. And we're all devastated at this news, as you are, because when you had him on, you could rely on him to be factual and to be correct. And he was a great man to answer questions and to carry out an interview. And we all liked listening to Jim Finucane.
Yeah, we did indeed, Michael. Michael Cahill, good morning to you. Look, it's you for decades, you served in Kerry County Council together.
Absolutely, Jerry. I was deeply shocked and saddened to hear this news late yesterday evening. Obviously, I wish to extend my deepest sympathies to his wife, Sheila, and his three children, and his nephew-in-law, Councillor Mikey Sheehy, and the Sheehy family and all his relations and friends. Look, Jim was a great Kerry man. He loved his county, he loved his people, he loved the town of Tralee, he never forgot Tarbert, he loved Kerry football, he was involved in everything, big and small, in every corner of Kerry. Especially, I suppose, in Tralee, you know, with the Rose of Tralee and the Aquadome, Sheehy Satira, the sports complex. He obviously had a very, very special interest in education. He was chairman of DTB for many years. He had a special interest in tourism. He was former mayor of Kerry, you know, town councillor. I travelled the length and breadth of the county with Jim and indeed many parts of the country, and it was always a pleasure to be in his company, and I was pleased, I suppose, to get the opportunity this morning in the Dáil, along with Minister Neil Richmond, to pay tribute to the late Jim Finucane. And Jim had friends across the political divide, as the Minister Healy Ray said there, and Jim was a very personable man. He was a very compassionate man. He was a man of substance, and he was never afraid to speak his mind. And I suppose, you know, if the words were ever truer, you know, ni veha lehe down a reach. And he was a long-standing supporter and campaigner for the Shannon LNG. And I suppose we as public reps going forward, you know, the biggest tribute we can pay to Jim is to get that project over the line, because he was interested in North Kerry big time and in jobs. And he, as I said already, he was interested in people, like, but a wonderful human being and an absolute gentleman. I'm very sad.
Yeah, he certainly was.
His loss, sure. And it's a huge loss to his wife and immediate family, his children and in-laws and etc.
Yeah, John Braslin, you worked with him also for many years at council level, and then when you were a TD.
I did, Gerry, and I'm absolutely saddened and shocked by the news of his passing this morning. I just find it hard to come to terms with it, because he was such a good friend and a decent man. I think he was, I just describe him as, he'd be the embodiment of what was good in politics. He was totally committed to doing the right thing and the best thing for his county. And as you well know, Gerry and Michael and the two Michaels, what's the decision when you make in politics, when it's right, it is generally not popular. And Jim always did the right thing, always, never put popularity in front of doing the right thing. And I think from that point of view, he'll be very much remembered for being in politics for all the right reasons. And I think Simon Harris was on this morning and made reference that he was the most capable politician ever to make it at Dáil Éireann. And it was because of his commitment and honesty and willingness to always take the difficult decision that probably prevented him from getting into to higher office. But he's just somebody that, you know, he was a very decent man outside of politics. We had many phone calls outside of when I retired from politics and when he retired from politics. Every time we met, we had fond recollections of what went on. And I remember specifically one time, we were in 2009. He was chairman of KETB. The position for chairman came up, and he was the Fianna Gael nominee, and I was the Fianna Fáil nominee. And Jim won the vote, and he was like almost apologetic for winning it, even though, because we were just so close. And you know, that's just the type of person he was. I mean, like, politics is politics. People vote the way they have to vote at certain occasions. But
yeah,
Jim was just,
on a personal level, he was selfless as well. I remember when he did a huge amount of work, along with many others, but a lot amount of work to try and bring along the Estelas investment to Tralee. And I remember one day him meeting me and telling me about it and saying, look, he didn't want anything said. He didn't want to take any level of credit. He just wanted a deal done and over the line and wasn't worried about, you know, who got mentioned for what. He just was working away in the background and didn't want any political payoff for it. Just wanted it done and delivered. virtually. That's kind of an example of how he approached things, I think.
Absolutely. I mean, he was about achieving results. You know, he wasn't interested in sound bites. He wasn't interested in being the first person out of the news. He was interested in getting projects over the line. And his commitment was genuine. I remember, again, the Jenny Johnson was another project that he was hugely committed to and hugely influential in getting that over the line finally. And it wasn't, you know, he didn't want the highlights. He wanted the results. And I think when people reflect, and we all reflect back on his career, we can safely say that he achieved many, many great things for the town of Tralee and for the county of Kerry. And to Sheila, James, yeah. Jill and Orla and all his family, I just my heartfelt condolences this morning, and they can be proud that they've left behind them a great man.
Yeah, okay, John, thanks very much for talking to us about that this morning. That's John Brazel there, also Fianna Fáil TD Michael Cahill and Minister Michael Healy-Ray. Thanks for your thoughts this morning on Jim Finucane. I was shocked and saddened to hear of Jim's passing. This is from former Fine Gael councillor Patrick Connor Scarteen this morning. He was someone I always looked up to, whose advice and guidance I highly valued. Jim was the leader of the Fine Gael and Kerry County Council, and in difficult times he was not afraid to make tough decisions for the overall good. He was undoubtedly one of the most capable and effective mayors of the county. His wisdom, experience and commitment to doing the right thing for Kerry shone true in the council chamber. He was a true leader, a diplomat and a dedicated public servant. He delivered for the people of Tralee and Kerry and never forgot his roots in Tarbert. Our thoughts and prayers are with Sheila, James, Jill and Orla. Rest in peace, my friend. That comes in from Patrick Connor Scarteen this morning. Councillor Mora and Johnny Healy-Ray, our sincere condolences on the passing of Jim Finucane. Deepest sympathies to his wife and family. May he rest in peace. Deputy Danny Healy-Ray getting in touch as well with his condolences this morning to Jim Finucane. Wants to express his condolences passing of Jim Finucane. We worked together in Kerry County Council representing the people of Kerry. While we didn't agree in everything, one thing that stands out to my mind is that we had the same aim to secure Saturn LNG and deliver the North Kerry on the North Kerry Land Bank. I express my deepest condolences to his wife and family. May he rest in peace. Councillor Tom Barry getting in touch with Sinn Féin as well this morning, talking about Jim Finucane and wanting to pass on his condolences as well. Jerry, can you please offer my sincere condolences to Jim Finucane's family and friends on his sad passing. He was someone who we all looked up to in the council chambers. He was always available to give advice and guidance and was an absolute gentleman. May he rest in peace. And former town councillor in Tralee, Richard Pearce, shocked at the news of the untimely death of Jim Finucane, a passionate advocate in his public life for many meaningful causes and worthwhile projects here in Kerry. His honesty and decency was also obvious in his professional work as an auctioneer. As a solicitor working across the road from him in Ash Street, Tralee, I had many dealings with Jim. You could always count on him to remain positive and focused on getting the work done in a humane manner for his clientele. And Councillor Michael Lean gets in touch this morning as well, wanting to pass on his condolences. A true gentleman has left us, says Michael Lean. Well, that's just some of the comments that we've been getting this morning in huge numbers in relation to Jim's passing.